President Hotel in Bantry Bay. They celebrate their 25th birthday tomorrow. Not the 25th birthday, on the 3rd of June. That's tomorrow, Saturday. But the actual hotel has a much longer history, being around for actually more than 250 years. Jeremy Clayton is the executive director of the President Hotel. Congratulations and well done and all the best for the 25th anniversary, but a more than 250 year anniversary of what is called now the President Hotel. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning, Lester. Morning to all the listeners. Yeah, it's a big day for us tomorrow. We're excited. Yeah. Looking forward to a little celebration. And I know you've got a little bit of what we're doing, but what we hope to be doing is not just a one-day celebration. It's kind of a week's worth of celebration. Yeah. So exciting times for us at the President Hotel.
So before we get to the more contemporary history of the last 25 years, what is the history of what is now called the President in Bantry Bay? I've not stayed, but I have attended a luncheon, a conference, a press conference or two at the President. I really, yeah, really enjoy it. But what is the 250 year anniversary or lifespan of the President?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a magical history, and it's really sort of entwined with South Africa and the Cape and the community. The first hotel was established here in 1766, and that was the Society House. So basically, Cape Town, I think, had about 10,000 people in the city at that stage. And the burghers would hop on their ox wagons on a Friday morning and come the 5 kilometers around Lion's Head and get here late in the afternoon. And in those days, there were lions here. There were, lots of wild game, etc. And they would come to their resort getaway for a long weekend. So that's where it all started, Society House. And then there were a huge number of various iterations over the year. It went from Society House. It became, at one stage, the Windsor Hotel. It was later named the Sea Point Hotel. Mm-hmm. And strangely or interestingly, Sea Point, the suburb, actually took its name from the hotel.
Oh, wow.
A couple of years after that, it became the Queen's Hotel when Queen Elizabeth had her Golden Jubilee in the late 1800s. And then when South Africa ceded from the monarchy in the 1960s, it became the President Hotel. That's, and then the version we know
history.
Now... Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I'm just giving you the very high level. We've actually got an incredible history book on it. But in the late 90s, a developer, Mayor Budeau, got involved. He rebuilt the hotel. And in 1998, Madiba, as President of South Africa, reopened the President Hotel on the 3rd of June.
And that's what makes it the President Hotel. But just back to its history, I always wondered what came first. Queen's Beach, Queen's Road, or the Queen's Hotel, I guess all sort of named around the same time of the Jubilee.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a fascinating history. Yeah, we'll, any of the listeners who want to read more about it, you can go onto our website and there's a link there to the whole history of the area and the hotel. And we'll send you some literature to read if you like.
But everything is focused on tomorrow, the 25-year anniversary. It underwent a facelift round about the mid-1990s and then officially reopened by the first president of a democratic South Africa, Nelson Mandela, on the 3rd of June 1998. Was President Mandela also a guest at the President Hotel? Did he stay in the presidential suite?
He said he was a guest. I don't have the records of where he would have stayed. And interestingly, every other president of South Africa subsequent to Mr. Mandela has also stayed at the president or certainly come through the president. We are at this stage waiting for President Ramaphosa to come and visit us.
Yes, his house is in Dudno. I'm sure. So every...
His home's quite close. So
every president, and this is usually South Africa's favorite 30 seconds trick question. So it was Mandela, Mbeki, Motlanthe, Zuma. So Mandela, Mbeki, Kgalema Motlanthe, and Jacob Zuma. You're just waiting for Cyril Ramaphosa to stay
That's
at
correct.
The President Hotel.
That's correct. The invite we've just put it out, right? So it's a couple of big days coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure your listeners are aware as well, but a lot of activations happening. So if anyone's interested in seeing what the president's doing, I would definitely go onto our Facebook page, our Twitter page. There's lots of giveaways. I think there's 25 giveaways, I think, over the next 25 days, including pizza making courses, free breakfast, lunches. We're doing a big Father's Day braai at the president in a few weeks' time, so there's vouchers for that. We also try very hard to be responsible, and when I say responsible, I'm talking about the sustainability effort. So we've partnered with the guys that do the electric bikes, battery operated, etc. So some of the activations are giveaways of those as well, or certainly using those. So a lot happening at the hotel in the next few days.
Question here, does the president pay to stay at the president hotel? If you invite him?
I'm under NDA on that.
Okay. But festivities and activations and all lot of celebrations around the 25th birthday of the President O Hotel. Jeremy, you giving our listeners, to mark this occasion, you providing our listeners with a one night stay for two, including breakfast. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's controlled by our marketing department. It's a wonderful place to come and stay. We hope someone comes and enjoys it. And I'm sure if they wanted to extend that stay when they're booked, we'll find a way to do it at a very good price.
So, Jeremy, it's quite simple for our listeners. They need to answer. We want to know, who was it that reopened the President Hotel back on June the 3rd, 1998? Don't give the answer right now, Jeremy. They will call him. But all the best and best of luck and congratulations. You're an important part of not only the hospitality but also the historical feature of the city of Cape Town. Jeremy Clayton, Executive Director of the President Hotel. Get calling. We want to know, who was it that reopened the President Hotel back on June the 3rd, 1998? To mark this occasion, we will be giving you, along with Jeremy, a one-night stay for two, including breakfast. 021-446-0567. Get calling.